Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Unbelievable story out of Greenville County Schools. I want to get to it while I know the kids are still in a lot of the cars. Unbelievable story out of Greenville County Schools, Simpsonville. Fisher Middle School, starting when she was 11. Girl who goes there was bullied. Told she looks like a man, called a roach, and physically assaulted by bullies. Her name is Kalia Turner. Started when she was 11, and her mom began writing emails, documenting what was going on to school officials, administrators, teachers, asking for help to stop the bullying. She got about half of them answered. The other half were not responded to. She's now suing Greenville County Schools, saying that bullying and harassment led to her, I can't believe this, 12-year-old daughter, 12 is so young, attempting to take her life. Now, the good news is her daughter, Kalia Turner, survived. The bad news is the shape she's still in. She's nonverbal, can't lift her head, can't lift her upper body. She's in a world of hurt. She's suing Greenville County Schools, saying they were negligent in responding to bullying and harassment claims. This is Kalia Turner's mom, Ty, giving an interview to WYFF.
Then, on March 17th, 2023, Turner says that became a day she will never forget. She found her then 12-year-old daughter hanging from a belt in her bedroom at home.
It was 11:18 p.m. when I found Kalia hanging. They couldn't find a pulse, and they couldn't find her heartbeat. There were grown men in that room crying.
She was in a coma for weeks, ultimately staying in the hospital for 101 days. And now, Kalia requires a trach, feeding tube, and she's nonverbal. She can't lift her arms, legs, or torso, and is completely dependent on her parents to function.
Oh, heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. This is the second time I've done this story, and I can't help but cry when my eyes tear up if you're watching me on Rumble. Oh, stuff with kids kills me. 12 years old. Okay, first question for the topic. Whose fault is this? Should the school pay out? Now, the school system has put out a statement saying the proper channels to report this. They have a portal for reporting bullying, and they do, and it's usually pretty well known. I know as a Greenville County Schools parent, I've known where the portal is and where you go to report it. But she emailed, she has the documentation, she should have been better responded to. Here's their statement. The district is aware of all allegations made by the parent and has addressed them directly with the parent. We disagree with the allegations and have conducted a thorough investigation review of each allegation at the time they were made. While we do not agree with the allegations, our hearts go out to Kalia, to Cora Turner, her mother, and family. They have to take care of her around the clock. They have to do everything for her. She's got a trach. So I want to ask you about that. Every time I talk about this, and this is what I want the kids in the cars to know. My text line just exploded with people just like you. If you are going through bullying and harassment like this, it is not okay. It is not okay. It is not your fault, and it is not on you to deal with it alone. Maybe there are adults in your life telling you that. Well, I'm an adult in your life too, and I'm here to tell you it's not. It's not right. And I want you to know you're not alone. Many of us, including me, have gone through an episode of bullying. It's terrible. When you're young, it seems like it will be forever, but everything passes. It does. 6 months can change everything, okay? So yeah, see, here we go. Texter writes, dealing with the same with my son in third grade. He was suspended yesterday for fighting his bully. The school doesn't care. I've been through this with my own kids in Greenville County Schools. And I've been through it one time with an absolutely wonderful teacher who was horrified that my son was being bullied by a larger and older kid. I don't know what she did, but it stopped immediately. And I was so grateful to her for that. Because he just, it was beginning to affect his self-esteem. It was beginning to affect how he even walked around. He just looked crushed. So what do you think? Do you blame the school? Should the school be responsible? Some folks yesterday, asked this question. This is coming up on the text line, which by the way is 71307. Why did mom keep sending her daughter to the school? I don't know. I had a child who was bullied. He was one of the most popular kids in his class the year before. And you know what? It can change. The next year, it's just four boys set their sights on him and they beat him down. He was so embarrassed and humiliated, but he didn't even tell me. He didn't even tell me the whole semester until the end of the summer when it was time to go back to school. And then he just couldn't stop crying. And I didn't send him. I took him out. Whew, I didn't mean to get so emotional. Anyway, so this is a big thing for me because I have a kid the same age. Anyway, this isn't about me, it's about you. But what I wanted to say was it's not okay. I know you need to hear that from an adult, okay? In Adultville, where we live, we don't put up with this stuff. If someone here at work this morning, I went down into the break room and they hit me, right? What would happen? The police would be called. If I didn't do it, probably HR would. If I hit somebody, hauled off and whacked a rise guy or something for not putting their dishes away, they never put their dishes away. I would have police called on me, and I should. This is how adults deal with it, okay? Somebody hitting you is not okay. That's not okay. That is assault. And we adults don't put up with that. We file police reports, okay? If you are being hurt and physically beaten as Kalia Turner was at school, you know what you do? I'm giving you permission to do it right now. This is going to be kind of radical. Only if you're being physically hurt, okay? Understand this? You call the police. If you can't get the adults in your life to deal with this, then you make them deal with this because nobody has a right to hurt you. And sometimes we adults don't understand the severity of things. And so I'm giving you permission. If you have a phone and you are being hurt, kicked, beaten at school, you call the police. And you tell them, I said you could do it. Because it is not okay. And it is not okay for adults in your life to brush you off when you're going through that. The only time we allow physical assault is on kids for some reason and we tell them, punch the bully in the face. Look, if you can do that, that's great. But my son couldn't beat all four of them on. And he wrestles. He's a good wrestler. His coach will tell you that. He could take out one or two of them, but he couldn't take them all. So I said, you know what? We're done here. I'm getting you out of school. You're not doing this. And he healed, but it took about a year for his self-esteem to come back, and he's okay now. And I wish that Kalia Turner had had that, but she didn't. And her mom has a message for parents and administrators who might be in the car right now.
I don't think that parents understand how much more peers and how a child is received by their peers supersedes everything that you will teach them, everything that you'll pour into them.
Yeah, it is. And today, folks, it's not like what we went through. Look, I was bullied for a bit in school. It passed. We got past it. You change, you get stronger. You get better, you heal, it will pass. But parents, what parents I think don't fully understand today is bullying is not what just what it was in our time, which is somebody says something to your face, everybody laughs, it's terrible, it's humiliating. These kids go online and they say horrible things about you. They sometimes tell you to kill yourself and then you get 15, 20, 30 likes on that. Whew. It's different. In fact, in human history, I don't think bullying has ever taken on this dimension before. There's nothing like it. Your kids are navigating something completely new and not acceptable at all. So if this is you, it's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. It has happened to so many of us. And I'm telling you, it will pass. And just for parents out there, don't underestimate the power that some of these kids have, especially as they go online, and it just doesn't end even off hours. And school administrators, I know you are overwhelmed. I know you can't get every case of it, but we have to try harder. We do. Texture writes, go to your resource officer or your guidance counselor. Yes, I would not let adults tell me, well, you just need to deal with that. No, you keep trying. You get help because it's not right. And you know what? There's so many great options now for kids to not go to school and go on school online. If you need a cooling off period, that's okay too. It's okay to ask for this. It's okay, but you're not alone. You should see my text line. If you're one of these kids and this is who I want to talk to, is the kids in the car today, you should see I have over 100 texts right now. People just like you, adults who are bullied, who are in their 50s, who still feel the sting of it. Parents of kids who are being bullied, parents dealing with this right now, parents of kids who successfully dealt with their bully, many people do. But I'm here to tell you it's not okay. And we adults do not accept this in the workplace. That's what makes me so annoyed. We tell kids, you go to school, you deal with it. And to me, that's like telling this poor kid, you're trapped in a small space with an abuser. No, adults would never accept that. If we had a workplace we went to, we'd probably sue if we were abused. And if we weren't, we'd quit the job. We can go, we can get in our car, we can get away. Childhood is the only time you can't escape your abuser. If we have sons and daughters who are married and grown and the spouse is an abuser and is a verbal emotional abuser, what do we tell them? We say leave. Why is it that in school is the only time we tell kids deal with it, you're stuck with it, you got to fight your way through? Why? We don't fight our way through it. It's not right. I don't think it is. Texture writes, hey, this is David from Fountain Inn. The bullies need to go to reform school, be put in solitary confinement for a few hours a day, zero tolerance. They have to pay for their crimes. This is backwards. See, this is what's so frustrating to me is the bullies who did this to Kalia Turner won't pay the price. The school system's on the lawsuit. But you know, some of you are disagreeing with me. You're saying this is not the way. We'll read some of that coming back. But I wanted the kids to hear that this morning. I want you to know if it's hard, I know it is. You are so not alone. And so many of us have been where you are.